Welcome back. After a brief summer hiatus, we are back with our three ideas in 30 minutes. As all of you know by now, my favorite 30 minutes of the week as we prepare ourselves, Erev Shabbos, get ready for the Parsha, get ready for a very spectacular and special Shabbos. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. I want to apologize for yesterday. For those who signed on to the Tehillim class, there was a miscommunication in the office. I was not teaching, which is why if you tried to click on the link, it was unsuccessful. But we are back here this morning, and please God, going forward with all of our regular classes, obviously check the weekly, check the daily, and the Zoom WhatsApp list. If you are interested in sponsoring a future class of our Three Ideas at 30 Minutes, please contact me, please contact Lee in the office, and we would be happy to arrange that on your behalf. Of course, this week's Parsha is Parsha Shoftim, and it's also the beginning of Elul. Parsha Shoftim always falls out at the beginning of Elul, and I want to spend a few minutes exploring that idea. So we know that while the classic acronym for Elul is Ani LaDodi VeDodi Li, I'm to my beloved and my beloved is me, there's another less known, less famous acronym for the month of Elul, and that is Ina LeYado VeSamti LeChamakom. When it comes to someone who kills accidentally, Bishogeg, mentioned in Sefer Shmos, so Hashem references that he will provide you Ina LeYado VeSamti LeChamakom, that I'm going to provide you a place where you can escape to. Ina Aleph LeYado Lamed VeVav Lamed for Lecha. That spells out the word Elul, that Elul isn't just a love song between us and Hashem, but Elul also has a reference to this notion of an ear miklat. This is reinforced in Sefer Dvarim, in our Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, when we refer to the Arei Mikla, when it says, Tachim Lecha Haderech, that I'm going to prepare for you a place. So Reb Chaim Vital quotes the name of the Arizal, Shehayichud Shel Chodesh Elul, that Yichud, that the notion of Elul is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu of Hanosein Bayam Derech, that Hashem says, I will create for you a path in the sea. Says the Arizal, that is a reference to the month of Elul. What does that mean? That Hanosein Bayam Derech, that Hashem is going to place a pathway for us in the sea. How is that a reference to the month of Elul? So the Yismach Moshe, quoting from the Alexander Rav, points out the following beautiful idea. He says, Ki ha'olam hazeh nikra yam zoef. This world is like a raging ocean where we are being thrown to and fro and we have no ability to control, right? It's a crazy, chaotic world. Umisha meshuka ma'od betaivas olam hazeh ayidei chatav harabim. And those of us who are so engrossed, embedded in this world, we are so given over to our desires, hu kmo toveya b'lev hayam. It's as if we are in the heart of the sea, right? If you've ever been in a raging storm in the sea, you know that you can't control, right? You're trying to steer the boat. You're trying to control which way you're going. You're unable to. That says the Yismach Yisrael is how many of us are in this world. We lack the ability to control our destiny because we're just being thrown back and forth with ideas and temptations and desires, right? Which are preventing us from achieving who we are meant to be. Nonetheless, even though we are in this raging ocean, being thrown to and fro with raging winds and raging seas, b'chodesh hazeh, in the month of Elul, shiniftachin shari rachamim rabim, when Hashem opens up the gates of mercy, meir HaKadosh Baruch Hu einav laharos lo derech tshuva, Hashem provides us a path. Hashem provides for us some dry ground amidst that raging ocean that enables us to find our way. Says the Yismach Yisrael, what does it mean, Anosin Bayam Derech, as a reference to the month of Elul? It means that the whole year we are in a raging ocean. The month of Elul is Hashem provides us some dry ground. Hashem provides us with that oasis, that ability to catch ourselves, that ability to take stock, to introspect, to create a little calm within the chaos of the world around us. That is the month of Elul. That says, the Svarim is exactly what the reference is to an Ir Miklat. That the reason why the month of Elul is compared to the Ari Miklat, Ina liyado v'samti l'chamakom, pasuk in Shmos, chaf aleph yud gimel, that Hashem says, I'm going to provide you a refuge. That is the month of Elul. The month of Elul is our opportunity within a year that is so chaotic, in a such a rat race pace of life, The Ir Miklat is the refuge for the accidental murderer. Elul is the refuge for each and every one of us. It's an opportunity to pull ourselves back, to find a little bit of calm within the raging waters, to take stock, and to introspect a little bit. I would like to take this idea one step further, though. All those are pretty famous ideas up until now. I want to take this idea one step further and argue that it's not just the month of Elul, which provides us with that Ir Miklat, which provides us with that refuge, but it's actually every single day that you and I are afforded this notion of an Ir Miklat. How do I know that? So we know that there are 6 Ari Miklat that were designated. And in addition to the 6 Ari Miklat that were designated, additionally, there were 42 Ari Levim. There were 42 cities of the Levim where the Levim lived, and a person was able to go there again if he killed Bishogig. The Svarim point out, you can find this in Rav Nachman, you can find this in the Ger Rebbe, the Svarim all point out that in the Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is 6 words. The Parsha of Ve'ahavta is 42 words. In other words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokech Hashem Echad, 6 words corresponds to the 6 Ari Miklat. 42 words of Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha refers to the 42 Ari Levim, the 42 cities of refuge that belong to the Levim, again, to rescue someone who killed Bishogig. What that means is that when we say Kriyat Shema every single morning, that is our Ir Miklat. When we say Kriyat Shema every single morning, we run towards Hashem. And we say, Hashem, this world is crazy. This world is chaotic. It's upside down. It's topsy-turvy. I'm in this raging ocean. I'm being thrown back and forth. I'm yearning. I'm craving for some refuge, Hashem. Provide me with that protection. Hashem says, Kabbalah so malchu shamayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad, Ve'ahavta, that is where you'll find your protection. If you engross yourself in my Torah, if you engross yourself in acceptance of O malchu shamayim, of giving up for something bigger than yourself, of maintaining a rooted sense of values, Hashem says, that is the Ir Miklat. So perhaps it's not just the month of Elul, which is an Ir Miklat for the Jewish people. But perhaps it's every single morning, three times a day, I should say. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad, we are reminding ourselves of the Ir Miklat. Every time we step into that world of tefillah, every time we step before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we accept the yoke of Him on us, what we are essentially doing, Hashem, is we're saying, Hashem, this world is crazy. I can't exist in this world without you. I'm drowning, Hashem. Please provide me with that protection. Provide me with that security. And every time we say Shema, and every time we say the words Vahafta, we are giving ourselves that Ir Miklat. We are giving ourselves a refuge from the chaos of the world around us. That is what tefillah should be. That is what our relationship with Hashem should be. Our relationship with Hashem should be a break from the chaos. It should be an opportunity for us to step into another world where we are removed from the chaos and to be able to provide a little bit of that protection, a little bit of that sanctuary. That's what, right, we call a base Knesset, sanctuary in English, because that's what it is. It's a safe space. It's an opportunity to protect ourselves from everything that is going on around us. Let's take this idea one step further. I saw this from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. I thought it was a beautiful idea. There is a difference, though, between the 6 cities and the 42 cities. In the 6 cities of the Ari Miklat, so a person who killed Bishogig was able to live rent-free. Those were designated as Ir Miklat. Someone who lived Bishogig gets first rights there, free rent, great deal. The other 42 cities belong to the Levium, which means that someone who kills Bishogig, he's allowed to go there, but he has to pay rent to the Levium. So you can imagine the following scenario. A wealthy person kills someone Bishogig, so where is he going? In all likelihood, he's going to go to any of the 48 cities he wants, right? He doesn't care. He can go to the 6 Ari Miklat, he can go to the 42 Ari Levium. He doesn't care if he's paying rent or not. Poor person kills Bishogig, so he doesn't have a lot of choices. He can't run to the 42 cities of the Levium. He's not going to be able to afford the rent there. So where does he go? He's limited to the six Ari Miklat. He's limited to the six cities where he's able to go rent-free. Suggests Rabbi Reisman that this too is in our Avodas Hashem. In our Avodas Hashem. Because sometimes we feel like that poor person. Sometimes we feel so impoverished in our relationship with Hashem that we haven't nourished our neshamas, that we've fallen so far from that relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and so we have nothing. We have nothing. We're poor. So Hashem says, even if you don't have Vahafta, even if you don't have the 42 words of the rest of Kriya Shema, you will always have the six words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad. Right? Judaism. A Jew at his core, no matter how impoverished he is religiously, no matter how far we have fallen, no matter how far we have drifted from the source, we will always have those words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad. I was thinking that's why when you hear stories of Jews who are so distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who nonetheless at the end of their lives had the ability, the awareness, the capacity to give up their life al Kiddush Hashem with the words of Shema Yisrael emanating from their mouths. What gave them the strength to do that? The answer is that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, is relevant to every Jew. No matter how rich or how poor you are spiritually, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad is the ear miklat, universal to all Jews. Whether we are quote-unquote wealthy religiously, or whether we are quote-unquote impoverished religiously, we will always have those words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, those six letters representing the ear miklat. Idea number one, I thought was a beautiful idea, was a reminder not just of the fact that Elul is our ear miklat, that Elul is the month of the year where we seek refuge, we seek an opportunity to reconnect ourselves, safety and security from the chaos of the world around us, but it's every single day, three times a day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, Ve'ahavta, the six letters of Shema, the six words of Shema, the 42 words of Ve'ahavta, that is our ear miklat. Hashem is saying, and we say this over and over in Tehillim, those who come to the Tehillim class, right? Hashem Me'on, we refer to Hashem as an abode. Hashem is that protection. Hashem provides that safety, that security, that oasis. In a chaotic world, we have to seek that out. We have to utilize tefillah as that opportunity to make sure that we're blocking out the world and enjoying that rendezvous with Hashem. Idea number one, which I think is a beautiful idea. Idea number two comes from the pasuk in the parsha, where the pasuk says, "Lo sakim lecha matseva asher sanei Adonai Elohecha." You cannot make a matseva. You cannot make a set structure. Right, a set monument, Asher Sanei Adonai Elohecha, because Hashem hates that. We've discussed that in the past, why a matseva is different than other structures. But one thing that I saw pointed out this year, this is from the Agra Dechala, which I think is from Rav Dinov, where he points out the following. He says, if you think about it, you don't see that language of Asher Sanei Adonai Elohecha, that Hashem hates, that Hashem despises. You don't see that language almost anywhere else in the Torah. Very rarely does Hashem say, "Asher sanei Adonai Elohecha." All of a sudden here, "Lo sakim lecha matseva." Now I can come up with homiletic interpretations. Why it's so bad? Why a matseva? It's "Asher sanei Adonai Elohecha." That Hashem hates, right? Doesn't say it by so many other averas in the Torah. Specifically, this avera is the one where it says, "Lo sakim lecha matseva." Ask it at your Shabbos table tonight. Say, I want to go through the Chumash, and I want to come up with a list of averas that Hashem hates, right? Let's make a list. My guess is, you gave people, I guess they're only 613, right? Give people 610 options. None of them would say, "Lo sakim lecha matseva." That is one of the most detestable things in the eyes of Hashem. Ki sanei lo. That's what Hashem hates. That's what Hashem despises. Listen to what the Agra Dechala says. A beautiful word. He says, "Hanir lefarish beremez la'avodah so yisbarach shemo." He says, this pasuk is a remez to our avodas Hashem, to our service of Hashem. It is symbolic of our service to Hashem. That there are people that are like a matseva. There are people that are so set and rigid in their ways. Kacha yasu kol yameim. I've done this my entire life. V'kacha yisnagu levai yazizim minagam. And this is how I'm always going to be. This is who I am. I've been doing this since I was young. This is the way I do it. This is the way my family does it. Levalya azizu minagam, and I'm not changing. And I'm not interested in changing. This is who I am. This is who I've always been. This is who I will always be. Says the Agra Dechala, sometimes a person becomes a matzeiva. We become so set and rigid in our ways that this is the way I did in high school. That was my Judaism back then. That's always going to be my Judaism. That the way I thought of Hashem when I was a child, that's the way I'm always going to think of Hashem. Right? The way they used to keep Judaism in the 1960s, when they didn't have access to as much Talmud, right? That's the way I'm going to keep Judaism now. Right? Worked for them, worked for me. That is how I do it. I'm not going to change. I'm not interested in changing. I'm not interested in learning. I'm not interested in growing. That is who I am. He says, V'yesh lanu b'kabbalah me'tzadikim, shein yom dom el chaveru v'ein shah dom el chaverta. Says the Agra Dechala, the dangerous part about that mindset is that we know that no 2 milliseconds are the same in this world. No 2 circumstances are the same in this world. And because the world is always changing and the world is always evolving and circumstances are always changing, we have to be willing to adapt and to change with those circumstances. He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh over here, who says, Levushim du lavosh b'tzafra, lo lavish b'ramsha. The clothes you wear in the morning, you shouldn't wear in the afternoon. What does that mean? I have to change clothes? I'm at a Pesach program. Right? Pesach pro, I wear something in the morning. I never understood that. Right? My wife changes between the morning, the afternoon, and Shabbos. I don't know. I wear one suit. Works for me. White shirt, dark pants, all Shabbos. Right? Some people, they feel the need to change their clothes. They're very big tzaddikim. They're based on the Zohar. Zohar says the clothes you wear in the morning aren't the clothes you should wear in the afternoon. So what does that mean? It means that the world is always changing. That I keep on finding myself in different situations. Memela b'chol shah yesh avoda acheres. Every moment I have a different avoda. I have a different obligation to Hashem. Last week I was on vacation. That was one form of avodas Hashem. Spending time with family, appreciating God's nature, right? I had to relate to Hashem in a certain kind of way last week. This week, Baruch Hashem, I'm back in Boca. I'm able to teach, right? I'm able to get ready for Shabbos, write a drasha. I have a different avoda. I have to change as circumstances change. And as the Yetzer Hara tries to get me in a new way, cloak itself in a new garment, I have to adapt to that as well. Because I always want to be l'shem shamayim, ein minat zorech la'arich hamaskil. So he says, therefore, you have to be willing to change. Lo sakim l'chamatzeva, Hashem says, don't make yourself so rigid. Don't make yourself so set in your way that you're unwilling to change, that you're unwilling to grow, that you're unwilling to try new things. Lo sakim l'chamatzeva, what makes that? Asher saneh Adonai lo'echa, Hashem detests a mindset of a person who says, that's who I am. Person who says, that's who I am, and that's the way I've always been, and that's the way I will always be, that is Asher Sanei Adonai Elohecha. That, more than any particular lav in the Torah, more than any particular aveira in the Torah, that mindset, that outlook, is what Hashem says, I want no part of. Asher Sanei Adonai Elohecha. He says here, Lo Sakim Lecha Matzeva. Hainu ma'amad u'matzav. Shezos tia avodascha b'tmimas b'li shinoi. I never want to change. I never want to grow. I never want to look for opportunities to growth. That is asher sanei alecha. That is what Hashem hates more than anything else. You can violate an isser. You can make a mistake. You can give in to desire. All those are bad. And you can fix those. But if you have a mindset that says, I am a matzeva, this is who I am, this is who I always have been, this is who I will always be, that Hashem says, we can't even have the conversation. Asher Sanei Adonai Elohecha, Hashem says, that is the mindset that I detest more than anything else. I cannot think of a better idea for Elul, for the month of Elul, to be open to change, to be open to a renewed relationship, to be open to new ideas, and to be open to new learning opportunities, to not say that's the way I have always been, I've done it for... But to say, you know what? Maybe I can try something new. Maybe I can take on some new learning opportunity. Maybe I can finally stop with the Lashon Hara at my Shabbos table. Maybe I won't give in to the desire to talk about masks with my friends about COVID and get into fights again of the same. You're not convincing anyone at this point, right? I'm going to try something new. It hasn't worked. Maybe it has, but I'm going to try something. I'm going to grow. I'm going to be a Ben Aliyah. I'm going to always look for new opportunities to inspire myself and to inspire my family. That is idea number two. So idea number one came from the notion of an Ir Miklat, that not only is Elul an Ir Miklat, but every day is an Ir Miklat. Shema Yisrael, the 6 words of Shema, the 42 words of Ahavta, corresponding to the 48 Ari Miklat. No matter how poor a Jew is spiritually, we always have those words of Shema Yisrael to fall into, to seek refuge in, safety, security, and protection. That was idea number one. Idea number two is of Los Hakim Lacha Matzeva. Hashem says, whatever you do, you can make mistakes. Just never make yourself a Matzeva. Never become so rigid in your ways that you're not looking to grow and expand who you are and who you were meant to be. Idea number three comes from a slightly different pasuk in the Parsha. Here the pasuk says the following. When referring to the day of Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah in our Parsha this morning, tomorrow morning, Perek Yurches, Pasuk Tes Zayin, says, Kichol Asher Sha'alta Me'im Adonai Elohecha, B'chorev B'yom HaKahal. It refers to the day of Kabbalah Satorah as a Yom HaKahal, as a day of gathering. What does that mean, a day of gathering? And why specifically, out of all ways of describing Hashem, in describing Kabbalah Satorah, do we specifically choose this idea of Yom HaKahal, that it is a day of gathering? So again, I saw from Rabbi Reisman this very beautiful idea that every time you see a HaKahal, anytime you see a gathering in Tanakh, you also see a Kabbalah. You also see Jews who don't just gather, but they gather to accept something upon themselves. Yom HaKahal means that when the Jewish people gathered at Har Sinai, they weren't just gathered there because, oh, we happen to be in the same geographic location at the same time. That is not what Yom HaKahal means. Yom HaKahal means that they gathered for a purpose. They gathered for a reason, and that was Kabbalah HaTorah. They accepted something upon themselves. That is what the gathering is all about. Every time you have a gathering in the Torah, there is a Kabbalah. There is an acceptance of something, a readiness to rededicate ourselves towards one common idea. At Har Sinai, that was, of course, Kabbalah HaTorah. The Jewish people didn't just gather there because they happened to find themselves there. The Jewish people gathered themselves there for a purpose, and that purpose was to accept a Kabbalah, to accept upon themselves the Torah. Says Rabbi Reisman, a very beautiful idea, that we do this every single morning. And I never noticed how significant these words were until I saw this in a Sefer. That we say every single morning, right at the beginning of davening, some people may not even say it, some people might skip over it, if you're oftentimes late to shul, like I sometimes am, so sometimes you're still putting on your tefillin there. But we say at the end of a paragraph of La'olam, we say, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manayim goraleinu. Right? How pleasant, how great, how lucky we are, Hashem. Ashreinu, why are we so lucky? Ashreinu she'anachnu mashkimim u'maravim erev boker. We are so lucky that we get to get up early and we get to stay up late. Erev avoker, morning and night, ve'omrim, and what do we say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have the opportunity to say the words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Asks Rabbi Reisman, why, out of anything that we are fortunate to do we single out this notion of Shema Yisrael? We could have said, Ashreinu Matocha Elokeinu, how lucky we are for the mitzvah of tefillin. We could have said, Ashreinu Matocha, how lucky we are for the mitzvah of lulav. Ashreinu, how lucky we are for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? How lucky we are for the mitzvah of afreshas challah. How lucky we are for the mitzvah of Shabbos. We don't do any of that. We say, how lucky we are that we get to gather together twice a day, morning and night, to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why specifically Shema? Rabbi Reisman explained, based on this idea, that every time you gather in Tanakh, you find a Kabbalah, you find an acceptance of something, a common mission, and a common sense of purpose. Listen to the words. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, how lucky we are. Ashreinu she'anachnu mashkimim aravim. How lucky we are, Hashem, that we get to come to shul twice a day. We get to gather together. And we say Shema Yisrael. Because Shema Yisrael is a Kabbalah. Right? It's Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. We are accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. Twice a day we do that. Why do we single that out more than anything else? Because Shema Yisrael is different. In the sense that it is not a Kabbalah that I do once. Right? I take a lulav once. I put on my tefillin once. Shema Yisrael is something that prepares me for the rest of the day. It guides me throughout the rest of the day. It bookends my entire day. It has a lasting effect far beyond the moment that I just put on my tefillin, far beyond the moment that I take my lulav. The words Shema Yisrael, as we spoke about a little bit earlier, guide me throughout the entirety of my day. And so when I say Shema Yisrael, when I gather together with other Jews every single morning, and when I gather together with Jews every single day, B'yom HaKahal, remember that notion of every time we gather together, there is a Kabbalah. So we're not just gathering together for davening. And we're not just gathering together because we have an halachic mandate of a minyan. We're not just gathering together because it's an easy excuse to get out of bedtime or bath time or dinner time. I always say, Mincha Ma'ariv, it's always during either bedtime, bath time, or dinner time. Fair, unfair, that's just the way it goes, right? So I'm not just coming to shul to get out of those. I'm coming to shul to gather together with other Jews. B'yom HaKahal, we are gathering together to take a Kabbalah, to accept something upon ourselves. And that acceptance there is Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim. We are accepting upon ourselves. We are rededicating ourselves every single morning and every single night, every time we get together, to this notion of service of Hashem. We are reminding ourselves of the mission and the purpose and the reason for why we find ourselves on this earth. And so when the Torah refers to Har Sinai in this week's parsha as Bayom HaKahal, as a day of gathering, what the Torah is really telling us is every time we gather together, morning, night, Shabbos, Hakel, Kabbalah, every time we gather together, it's for a reason. It's that we can come out rededicating ourselves tangibly to the service of Hashem. That is our job. That's our job during the month of Elul. Parsha Shoftim, we're coming into Shul. Right? If you were in yeshiva, you'd be a newsman. Kids are starting school. There's a sense of renewal in the air. That is what we gather together for in Shul. We gather together for not just to be together. Not just for the kiddush. Not just because we have to have a minyan. But because it's when we are in the context of community that we are able to take upon ourselves those Kabbalahs. It's when we are able to rededicate ourselves to the service of Hashem. It's when we're able to find new meaning in what our mission and our purpose and a common purpose is. That is what, B'yom HaKahal, by referring to Kabbalahs HaTorah as a day of gathering. Because the only way you can accept something is if you gather together with other people. If you have that support system. If you have that positive energy and momentum that sustains itself from being around other people, that is B'yom HaKahal. So we saw three beautiful ideas. Idea number one was the idea of Ir Miklat, the 6 words of Kriyat Shema, the 42 words of Ahavta corresponding to the 48 Ari Miklat, that is an Ir Miklat for us. The same way Elul is an Ir Miklat for the year, so too when we say Kriyat Shema is an Ir Miklat from the chaos of the world around us. We have to lose ourselves in Hashem. That as the world gets more and more stormy and raging, every time we say Shema, every time we enter into that rendezvous with the Ribono Shel Olam, we have the opportunity to seek that sanctuary, to seek that peace, tranquility, and calmness. Idea number two came from the Agla Dekara. Lo sakim lecha matseva, asher saner na'elohecha. Why does Hashem hate a matseva? Says the Agla Dekara, because it's a mindset. It's a set, fixed mindset. Carol Dweck would love this idea. It's a fixed mindset. It's a mindset that says, I am. Carol Dweck, the book Mindset, we gave a class about it last Elul. You can look at it. It's on YU Torah. She differentiates between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Lo sakim lecha matseva is a fixed mindset. Someone who says, this is who I am, I'm not willing to change. That, Hashem says, asher saneh anai lecha. I can tolerate mistakes. I can tolerate shortcomings, but I'll never tolerate that mindset. Last idea is, why does the Torah refer to Kabbalah Satorah as B'yom HaKahal, a day of assembly? Because every gathering is an opportunity for a Kabbalah. It's an opportunity to accept something upon ourselves. Ashreinu she'anachnu mashkim ma'arvim erev boker. We are so lucky that we gather together morning and night to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Adonai Hashem Echad. To accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. That is our obligation. To come together. To draw inspiration from each other. And when we do, to rededicate ourselves in our service of Hashem, in our pathway of growth, and in coming ultimately to become the best versions of ourselves. With that, I wish everyone a beautiful, meaningful, inspirational Shabbos, and I look forward to continuing to learn for many weeks to come. Everyone have a beautiful Shabbos.